Conyers has been a very busy congressman since Congress reconvened January the 20th. He sits on the House Judiciary Committee, which is addressing the issue of presidential impeachment. Markeisha asked him about the question of impeachment and the response he has gotten from his constituents.
The first district is one of the most anti-Nixon congressional districts in the nation. A majority of them were for impeaching Nixon long before the furor of firing Cox led to the national movement to impeach. But I think the president is in the first district is in a position that's worsening steadily. The alleged gas shortage, unemployment, continuing inflation are all economic factors that are being blamed on the president directly. So as
is that where the blame belongs, with the president?
Oh, without any doubt. I mean, Congress, we're dealing with a Congress that is totally unresponsive. But that's really not new. When you get 500 people together, they may or may not be responsive. But an individual executive officer, of course, can spur them on. Mr. Nixon, of course, has no real intentions of doing that. So that the president is taking the blame for the worsening economic situation. 74 is probably not going to match 73. I haven't heard anybody suggesting that yet. And I think this is going to make him more susceptible to an impeachment movement when the House reaches the point of taking a vote.
Now, you sit on a committee that will be determining whether the House will take action.
In a way, Jan, we'll be recommending to the Congress what we ought to, what position they ought to take. We will have, in other words, collected and put in some rational form the evidence that the congressman will use to determine whether the president ought to stand trial in the Senate.
What is your reading of that committee that you sit on? By the way, how many are on the committee, and how many black people sit on the committee?
Well, the advisory committee is composed of the ranking seven people on the Republican and Democratic side. Now, although there are three black members of the Judiciary Committee, I'm the only one who sits on the advisory committee to the impeachment panel, headed up by, of course, John Doerr, and an entire staff that's working separately on this matter.
What is your reading of that investigation right now? Is there evidence to impeach?
Well, we've just begun working. You know, the Congress moves slowly, disgustingly at times, but where we are right now is we finally got a special counsel, and the Republicans have appointed Albert Jenner, the former American Bar Association president. So they're just putting a team together to begin the investigation. So it's too early to assess where we're going. I'd like to predict, though, that before long, Republicans will be coming out publicly for the impeachment, or mercifully, the resignation of the president, because they're going to find that if they don't vote for impeachment, they're going to be considered going along with the Republican whitewash.
Do you seriously consider that this will happen? For example, the other day, reading the State Journal, there's a big one-page ad about supporting President Nixon. And it seems like this is coming up more and more. They're all-out campaigns to support him. And naturally, there will be those vocal people who will muster enough clout or voice to suggest to some individuals that he should stay in office.
Well, there are people that don't want the president impeached. But there are more people that do. Now,
why do you say that?
Well, I say that based on the way I extrapolate from the polls.
Mm-hmm.
See, the poor people are never polled. Black people are never polled. Most of them are ready for him to have been impeached a year ago, not to mention in 1974. So the president's popularity is down to 29%. I mean, there's only one president that we have measured had a lower rating, and that was Harry Truman, went down to an astronomical low of 21 points for one temporary period. But the president is in a gulf. Here's a man elected by a landslide a year later at this kind of low, and it's been hovering there. So. When you read that into, translate that into where the people are coming from, it's clear that a majority of people, in my mind, are not supportive of the president and would wish he would leave office one way or the other.
What about middle-income people or people in industry? For example, right here in Detroit, the factory workers. What do you read them as saying?
The people in the factory, the men and women that work in the factory, which is essentially the kind of district I represent, are overwhelmingly for impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they be? First of all, in my district, they voted against Nixon to begin with. I think he got 13% of the vote or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they were against him before he was impeachable.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't anything to debate. I mean, if you had, as one public law firm compiled a list of 28 potential criminal laws that have been violated, and somebody brought those before any prosecutor in any county, and just gave the newspaper clippings that Mr. Nixon has accumulated on those subjects. Do you know how easily you would be indicted? I mean, there wouldn't be anything to study.
But I'm not the president.
Of course you're not. But what I'm saying is that people realize that. And they're beginning to say, well, the president isn't anybody special. He ought to be able to stand trial through impeachment just like anybody else.
Are you more for impeachment than resignation?
No, I'm in a judicial position now in terms of handling the indictment, so I don't want to get my own personal views, in case anybody doesn't know them, repeated before the camera at this point.
Representative Conyers represents the 1st District of Detroit, which is a predominantly black district.